Good morning. Welcome to the regular Thursday COVID brief. Every Thursday for the last about year and a half here on KBBI Homer. And let's check in with our panel. Nurse Mary Darbone, are you on the line?
Good morning, Kathleen. Hey. I am here on the line. Happy to be here. Can't believe it's been a year and a half of this.
It's almost, thanks for having me this morning. Isn't that right? 18, has it been 18 months?
Just about, I think so.
Yeah, we're just about there. And thank you for coming on. And just to let people know that Mary is a public health nurse here at the Homer Public Health Center and also through the Department of Health and Social Services, State of Alaska. And the next person I want to check in with is Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer. Jenny, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, this is already going beautifully. Thank you both for coming on this morning. DeRotha Ferraro will not be joining us. She is getting a well-deserved vacation. But we've got some information to you, and I just want to tell both Nurse Mary and Jenny, you know, if we don't go an entire half hour, I'm not going to force it. So let's just talk about what people need to know. And I have some questions to start off for Mary, but I want to begin and end this COVID brief with information about the free walk-in clinic today on the Spit, because that's where I'm. Jenny Carroll, can you start with that one right now and just give people an overview of what's happening?
Sure. I'm happy to pass on information about the vaccine opportunities. Today and for the next couple of Thursday evenings or early evening, South Peninsula Hospital is hosting vaccine pop-up events on the Homer Spit. It's at the Boathouse Pavilion. That's at the top of Ramp 2. So it's the new public space out on the Spit near the new public restrooms, and it's a lovely venue. So on every Thursday in the month of June, from 3 to 7, the nurses will be out there offering the Pfizer and Janssen vaccines to anyone 12 years of age or older. I wanted to let people know that for anyone 12 years to 18 years, parental consent is required. So that pop-up is happening this Thursday, June 10th, and then for the next two Thursdays, June 17th and the 24th. And what's really exciting about it is, like many other places in Alaska, Homer is offering incentives to those who get a vaccine. So the SPH received a state grant to offer these incentives. So anyone getting a vaccine at the Spit pop-up or at the COVID clinic on Bartlett Street, if you live or work in Alaska, will receive a $40 in Homer bucks. And if you've already been vaccinated, or when you get vaccinated, you are also entered to win gift certificates to local Homer businesses. So if you received your vaccination prior to when the incentives start, don't worry, you can still enter. You can just go down to the Spit pop-up event on a Thursday and present your vaccination card, and your name will be entered into the pot. So I understand that those winners are drawn every Thursday. And if you don't win one week, your name will stay in the pot throughout the month of June for more chances to win. So I encourage people to head on out to the Spit and enter your name in the drawing, grab some free local food, get your vaccine or your questions answered if you haven't already.
Also,
those pop-ups are happening just once a week, but you can also get vaccinated at the SPH COVID clinic 7 days a week from 9 to 5 p.m. That's located at 4201 Bartlett Street. You can walk in if you'd like. If it's more convenient for you, you can also go to the South Peninsula Hospital website, sphosp.org, and make an appointment.
Thanks so much. That's Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer. The other thing to remind people is that the eligibility for the Homer Bucks and the drawings have been expanded. So you don't, if you go today to the vaccine clinic on the by the Boathouse Pavilion on the Spit, you're definitely going to get those things. But you will also get them if you can't make it today and you go to the COVID Care Clinic at 4201 Bartlett Street. you'll still be able to get those incentives.
Right. If you get your vaccine, thanks for that. If you get your vaccine at the COVID clinic on Bartlett Street, you also get the $40. However, I think the only place that you can enter to win the drawing if you've already been vaccinated is at the Spit Pop-Up.
Thank you for that correction. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I'm just about to, if you can hang on the line, we're going to go over this again when we're finished with information, just to give people a reminder. But also, if you have, just to jump in, if you have anything to add when I'm talking to Mary, I definitely want people to know, listeners, if you have a question for Nurse Mary Darbone or for Jenny Carroll from the City of Homer, you can email info@kbbi.org. Or you can call 235-7721. So Nurse Mary from the Homer Public Health Center, there is, I try not to be an optimist, but there's all kinds of good news that I've been seeing on the state website. The state alert level, has it really dropped to low?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to be an optimist, Kathleen. Things are looking pretty good. I'll start nationwide, and we'll get down to maybe SKP numbers. But
awesome.
Nationally, we've dropped down 33% in cases over the last week. That's a third down. That's huge. Really exciting, something to celebrate. And we anticipate seeing that dropping even more. In Alaska, the overview of cases just from yesterday, June 9th, there were 55 new cases, zero deaths, 18 hospitalizations. And then over the past week, so in the reporting week, there were 226 cases in Alaska reported. And that's a 13% decrease from the week before. So things are looking really good. Those 18 hospitalizations, we still don't want to see that. And getting vaccinated, we know, helps decrease your risk of being hospitalized from COVID-19. So in the Southern Kenai Peninsula, we've only had about 3 reported cases over the past 14 days and no hospitalizations. And that's huge. And I think it's something, you're right, it is good to be optimistic about it, because those numbers are really exciting.
Well, also, I read a statistic that I want to make sure is correct. Since January 1st in Alaska, 98% of all COVID-19 hospitalizations have been among people who are unvaccinated. So that if you're thinking, oh, this is just dying out, but the state, researchers in the state, medical officers in the state are absolutely tying this drop to increased vaccination. Do I have that right?
That's correct, Kathleen. 98% of all COVID-19 hospitalizations have been among people who were not vaccinated. So that shows that as vaccine rates go up, COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are going down. And that's huge. It really shows how really this vaccine is so great. Just to put it kind of into perspective, as vaccine rates go up, COVID cases go down, say you were going to have a barbecue maybe with 10 of your colleagues, and maybe it was rained out, so it was inside, and you get to work on Monday and realize that one of your coworkers tested positive. Maybe there were 10 people gathered around at the barbecue. If 5 of those people were vaccinated, they don't have to quarantine, even if they were in close contact with the positive case. And so that shows, that's 50%. The vaccine is so effective that 50% of those people who are close contacts don't even have to quarantine. And that could make or break your business. So if 10 of your coworkers had to be out because you were all hanging out, that might shut you down for a couple weeks. But if 50% of you were vaccinated, you have 50% of your workforce. So not only is vaccine good for you and your health, but it's also good for our economy, because it helps keep businesses going.
Thanks. That's Nurse Mary Darbone from the Homer Public Health Center and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. We did have a caller call in and say they were able to enter the drawing for the $100 and $500 gift certificates to local businesses at the Bartlett Clinic, at the COVID Care Clinic yesterday. So they are taking your names for the weekly drawing there. And then the other, there was another caller that's that all we got from the message is, did they say free food at the Spit Clinic? So Jenny Carroll, do you know, as you said, there's there are snacks?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Yeah, you know, just we're trying to really make it a friendly community atmosphere out on the Spit for people to come in and get their questions answered and to get the vaccine if it's right for you. So we have food available. There's some swag items that the state has provided to vaccine events, and there's the incentives and the drawings. So come on out.
Well, I'm not disappointed that I tried to make myself as close to first in line to get one as possible. But when you say swag, it makes me want to go down there.
You bet. I'm not exactly sure what they have, but I know that there are a variety of items out there that the state has provided for to thank people for coming in and learning more about the vaccine and how they can help your health and the health of our community.
Also, people should know that if you just want to go down there and speak to someone who knows what they're talking about, there is a COVID nurse on duty there ready to answer questions and talk to people about whatever they'd like to talk about while the vaccination clinic on the Spit is going on. And right. So that's from 3 to 7 today at the Boathouse Pavilion.
Yep. And I'd also like to add that if you're not planning to head out to the Spit pop-up clinic, you can also call 235-0235, which is the COVID-19 vaccine and testing clinic on Bartlett Street. And there are medical professionals there who can also answer your questions. There's a couple other things I'd like to add. That COVID clinic, the SPH COVID clinic, also has taxi vouchers available for people who need transportation to a vaccine site. So if you find that you don't have transportation, you need assistance to get to a vaccine site, call 235-0235 and they can provide that taxi voucher for you. There are also many other places on the Southern Kenai Peninsula where vaccines are available.
Oh, I think I may have lost Jenny briefly. Both Mary and Jenny, but it looks like the tie line, the technology is cycling back through. So if Jenny, if you hear me, you might want to log in again. But I see that Mary Darbone is on. Hey, Nurse Mary, can you read me?
I read you, Kathleen. I don't know what happened there, but I think I'm back on.
We just had a little blip. I'm getting used to it after 17, 18 months. Jenny, if you are listening, I'm going to send her a text just that says log in again. But Mary, you know, I brought up we'll go back over that information again, also, especially things like call 235. Oh, 235. If you need transportation to get to a vaccine site, either to the Spit Clinic today from 3 to 7 or to 3201 Bartlett Street. And so, but Mary, I think I still hear you there. Then Jenny and Mary are back now. This is a fun day. Nurse Mary, I know I sent you a little bit of an email about this, and I don't know if there's any recommendations you can make, but I'm very interested in maybe not finishing that conversation this morning, but at least starting the conversation about what happens in terms of, is there a long-term COVID care plan or COVID care protocols that the state is setting up now? I've also reached out to healthcare providers to ask, you know, what are they doing at SVT Health and Wellness? Are you writing a long-term plan for COVID care? Because I want to know about the state seeing long-term COVID effects. We're getting to the point now where those, you might be able to record and make sense of those.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Kathleen. And it's something that public health nursing has actually been focusing on prior to COVID, is we're really involved in what we call after action reports. And so anytime an emergency disaster happens, public health, we kind of take the reins on what an after action report might look like. And it's specific to the community. It's specific to the emergency that might have taken place. Like after we've had tsunami warnings, we do after action reports to see how it went and how our systems work together. So similar things are happening with COVID recovery. We've been talking about our end game throughout the entire pandemic. Lorne and I have been strategically planning what this is going to look like, especially after we have all been in it for the long haul. It's going to be important to close this out and make sure that people are connected. And so we also are meeting with all of our local providers and medical homes across the community, and we're discussing our world after COVID. That was a term phrased by one of our nurses at Homer Medical, our world after COVID. And I think it really speaks to, you know, we're going to have a lot of big goals in place after this pandemic comes to an end, because we know that, you know, routine immunizations are down. And so we have big goals to increase immunization rates across the board. We have goals to increase comprehensive well child exams, general wellness screenings, those things that folks might have let go to the wayside during COVID. We really are going to have some big efforts to increase some of those rates so that we can just ensure that folks are overall healthy and well, and that our community is healthy and well.
Thanks. That's Nurse Mary Darbone from the Homer Public Health Center. I'm just about to give a last call for questions to info@kbbi.org and at 235-7721. But here's a question that came into info@kbbi.org. Nurse Mary, what about, I lost it. Stand by, everybody. Actually, once I find it again, I will bring it up. But right now, can we talk a little bit about testing in the state? Is it still happening in the airports? Are you still able to get a test and a vaccine in the airport in Anchorage?
That's correct, Kathleen. You can get both a test in the airport, and you can also get vaccinated there at the airport. And that is open to Alaska residents, but also to travelers as well. We know that a lot of folks are traveling into our state right now. And so it is important that we're able to offer that because if other people are tested and vaccinated, that means that Alaskans will be better off that way. So you're correct. I will mention that the amount of testing has declined in recent weeks in most parts of Alaska. And the reason for that is it's no longer recommended that if you're vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, it's no longer recommended that you get tested. So there were some employers who were testing and screening folks if they had gone traveling and they came back, even if they didn't have symptoms, they were getting tested. And so that's gone to the wayside a little bit. And so, but if you're vaccinated and you do have symptoms, it is recommended that you get tested immediately, regardless of your vaccination status or not. And we're not sure at this point if the decline in testing in that proportion will have an impact on the surveillance that we see in our positivity rate currently.
Okay, and I found my question. Go ahead, Jenny Carroll, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to add on to that also, because we have such a big decline in cases, that a lot of the testing was produced by our public health nurses reaching out to close contacts and people getting tested because of being a close contact. So the more we have vaccinations, the more the rates go down, the fewer people that our public health team is tracing, that also affects our test rate. So There is testing available in town at that COVID clinic, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So that's what else is offered at the clinic. And we encourage everybody who is symptomatic to go ahead and get that test, because that is another great tool we have to keep our case numbers low.
Thanks so much. That's Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer. And I think this question is for Nurse Mary. I don't know if you've got this information, but let's give it a try anyway. It says, we aren't able to require vaccines because they were fast-tracked because we were in an emergency declaration. How long, or is there a process underway to make it so that a vaccine can be required, that you're allowed to require a COVID-19 vaccine, say for school admittance or something like that? I realize the cruise ships are fighting right now to be allowed to require vaccines.
Yeah, you know, as a lot of stuff during COVID, it's really up to the local entity to decide what decisions they want to make for their staff and for their clients as far as vaccine goes and as far as, you know, COVID mitigation efforts go. And so I can't necessarily speak to when it could be required, but I can say that here at the Public Health Office and as a DHSS employee, we feel really strongly that folks should be able to determine for themselves and make those decisions for themselves and whether or not they'd like to get a vaccine. And, you know, we feel that it's important to hold up the science and the data that points to why vaccines are incredibly effective, especially this COVID vaccine. It's just really impressive. And so holding up that data and allowing people to really look at it and ask questions and make decisions for themselves is important. And I think in the long run, folks will be appreciative that they were able to make those decisions for themselves and not feel like they were forced into anything. And again, we're here to answer any of those questions. If there are, you know, any big reasons folks are feeling like they don't want to get the vaccine, feel free to give us a call. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we answer questions all the time. We love to be able to talk through things with people and not feel like people are forced into getting the vaccine, but just being able to lay out reasons why it is such an effective vaccine. So if you have questions, feel free to give us a call. We're at 235-8857.
Thanks. That is public health nurse Mary Darbone. I'll be back to you for final comments in just a minute, but I want to check in with Jenny Carroll, information officer for the City of Homer, because I'd like an update if we can talk a little bit about city services. So is the library now walk-in, or are there still reservations required for the library? And the same, I want to ask about the Herc building.
Sure. The public library is walk-in, masks required there. We are trying to make sure that all of our public facilities are safe for everyone, and wearing a mask is one way to do that. So we do require masks, but the library is open to walk-in. Their hours are Monday through Friday, from 10 to 6, although on Tuesdays and Thursdays they stay open till later, till 8 p.m. So Tuesdays and Thursdays it's 10 to 8. And then Saturday they're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we're up and fully running, and there's the summer reading program going on. There's the lit lineup for 2021, where there's an array of books that the librarians have picked out to encourage people to read some books this summer. So yes, the library is full force and open to the public, as well as our community rec programs. They are open and...
No reservations for the Herc building now? You can just go in there and...
I believe there... I'm going to have to check with Mike on that, but I believe right now there are still some availability to reserve some spots, and some spots are open. So they're doing a little hybrid where you can reserve a time block, but I believe they also have some times open when it's not by reservation. So if you want to have more information about that, you can go call 235-6090. That'll get you to Mike Ilg, our recreation manager. Or you can go to the city website, cityofhomer-ak.gov, and click on community recreation.
Thanks so much.
All that information is out there.
And I have a caller asking if the vaccine card can be laminated, and will the clinic do that? Nurse Mary, is your vaccine card laminated, or is it not laminated? Because I see that there's room on my card for boosters or subsequent vaccinations. So is it okay to laminate your card?
Well, you can laminate it if you'd like to, and I guess we'll cross that bridge if it comes, if we needed to add something to it. We are not laminating cards ourselves. I do put them in a little plastic baggie, though, and that helps keep them protected from the elements. And I know they're kind of an awkward size to fit in your wallet, so I recommend that folks take a photo on their phone of them so that if something happens to it, you still have record there on your phone that you've got the vaccine.
Thanks. And is there any final comments you'd like to make, Nurse Mary Darbone from the Homer Public Health Center?
You know, Kathleen, it's not COVID related, but I just wanted to mention that there has been a significant increase in heroin overdoses in our state over the past several weeks. I just think it's important to say this out loud for folks to know that this is happening so you can help protect yourself and those around you. And if you're interested in being trained in how to use Narcan or Naloxone, which is the reversal agent, please reach out to learn about resources in our community. You can reach out to me at the Public Health Center at 235-8857. And thanks for having me, Kathleen. It's been a privilege.
Sure thing, Nurse Mary. I'm going to email you today. Maybe if you're free tomorrow or sometime real soon, we can set up a training for me, and we'll do a story and help get people ready to respond to this uptick in heroin overdoses.
That sounds wonderful, Kathleen. I look forward to it.
Okay. And Jenny Carroll from the City of Homer, I've stopped. I'm not going to ask you when City Hall will be, when City Council Chambers will be open again. I ask that question of so many people so often that I know you all must be sick of it. But I do want to know if you can, one more time, remind people about today's vaccine clinic and anything else you'd like to add.
Yep, vaccine pop-up event today, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Homer Spit at the Boathouse Pavilion. Food, fun, $40 in Homer Bucks, be entered to win gift certificates to our great local businesses. So come on out and have fun at the vaccine site. You can go there just to get your questions answered with no obligation to be vaccinated as well. So have a snack, talk to the nurses, see your neighbors, and we're just trying to make it as fun as possible.
Thanks so much.
So I appreciate being able to have this opportunity to share information with everyone. So thanks, KBBI.
Thank you, Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer. And if the state hasn't, in their swag bags, hasn't made up little target tattoos, temporary tattoos for your arm, they are missing the boat. Just to let people know that Pfizer and Janssen vaccines are available 7 days a week, too, at the COVID Care Clinic at 4201 Bartlett Street, and that Moderna vaccines are available on Monday. And you can walk into the COVID Care Clinic 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you want to make an appointment, you can, but you don't have to. And the number to call for all information about COVID tests, COVID vaccines, or if you just want to talk to a COVID nurse is 235-0235. Thanks to Jenny Carroll, Information Officer for the City of Homer, and Nurse Mary Darbone from the Homer Public Health Center and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. This has been the regular Thursday COVID Brief right here on KBBI Homer AM 890 and KBBI.org.